This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My husband told me I need to stop nursing in front of our 6-year-old son. It is not appropriate.
Okay.
Now, that's the message we got from a listener who has asked to remain anonymous for parental this morning, and that's fine. Just looking for some honest opinions on this topic. And the message that we got says, "Good morning. This message is for Moose and Breezy on PXY for their parental segment. I was hoping for honest opinions from parents, especially moms, when it comes to breastfeeding in front of older children. Now, I have a 6-year-old son, and I've breastfed the newborn in front of him since day one. And my husband has a ridiculous request that this no longer should be happening. He wants me to stop nursing in front of our older son. His reasoning is that it's not appropriate to do so, especially in front of another child. I feel like my own husband is sexualizing breastfeeding."
Low key.
"Has anyone ever been with someone who has made this type of request? Now, my concerns are, is this damaging to my 6-year-old son in some way? If he talks about how I am breastfeeding his brother in front of him to others, will they think I'm being inappropriate and, at best, judge me? I can't imagine staying at home, being a primary caregiver, and having the stress over not nursing in front of your toddler. Even if I use a cover, and that's assuming the baby even accepts a cover, should I be making an effort to cover up at the very least in front of him or continue to feed without any worry? I would like to hear thoughts and opinions on this. Thank you guys so much."
How old was the son again?
6.
I like showered with my mom until that age. Like, you know what I like? Is that weird to say?
No, I don't think it's weird. Like, I was constantly showering at the YMCA with just anyone.
You're like, still am. That's so bizarre to me.
I gotta hear from our listeners, especially moms, on this one. 585-252-9800. You can call us or text us.
Not the husband being jealous.
This seems odd.
It's
though.
Strange.
It's a very odd request. It is. And this almost reminds me of the request we got last Friday on the show. We had parental segment of a mom that was upset because her daughter, who's an infant, was taking swimming lessons at the YMCA while the ex forgot the bathing suit, so the toddler had to go in the pool with just a diaper. And the ex, he had a very big issue with this because her chest was exposed. Yeah. It's like, you can't even tell what gender this child is at 10 months old. Right. So what? But are they sexualizing this kid? So you guys let me know. Texts are already coming in, but this is really, I'm not a parent, but I would never ask of this from my significant other. It's just an odd request.
Also, this should be more of a conversation than a him requesting something. That is the most bizarre thing ever to me. I don't understand why he's making it a big deal. I think it should be more of a topic of like, hey, at what age is our son going to like stop seeing us naked and stop? Like, it's not even just her. It's both of them.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I think it should have been more of a conversation than a, like, you're going to do this.
I think Andrea texted in first and says, I would show him the door immediately. I hate men like this who think they have a say in what a woman does with her body. You're feeding your son. Unless he wants to take his bra off and do it himself, tell him to exit quietly. All right. Wow. Gotta, yeah, show him the door. Let me get to some phone calls coming in. I have Anita on line 3. What's up, Anita?
Hey, I agree. I agree with Breezy, especially about, like, you know, she said, oh, I showered with my mom. Like, if you don't make it weird, it's not going to be
right.
Weird.
100%.
You know, like
100%.
This should be something that is like normalized, because I feel like too many people think of it, like you said, like sexually. It's not that. This is a normal human.
It's weird that you're making it sexual. You know what I mean? Like, why are you? Right. You're the only one thinking about it. You got to flip it on them and be like, honestly, you're kind of weird for this.
Well, I agree.
Isn't that? Isn't that what a woman's boobs are for? To feed. To nurse, right?
What?
I'm not trying to make it work, but I'm not trying to
for
make it weird.
Whom?
I'm saying for kids, though. Like, for a time, that's what she's using.
That is a normal, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know?
Listen, animals do it. Like, this is a normal thing. Mm-hmm. If it's the time that people start realizing, like, this is a normal thing. Mm-hmm. Either get with it or see you later. Like,
right.
Especially for her child. Like, he should grow up knowing that that's a norm. And then he'll never think that's weird. He won't be like that husband.
All right. And Anita, let me ask you something. If this was your husband and you were feeding your toddler, if you were nursing, and you were doing it in front of your older son or daughter, how would you handle the situation?
I think you're ridiculous, and I think that it's the same thing like I said from the beginning. If you're making it weird, it's going to be weird.
Right.
If you make it like it's no big deal, they're not going to think it's a big deal.
Got it.
At all. It's all like going to be a normal part of your life. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, don't make it weird for these kids.
You're making
it weird. Do not make it weird. Thanks for the call, Anita. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Renee says, I nurse in front of my 11-year-old stepdaughter, and I said the day we got home, I will not be covering in my own house, and she will have to get comfortable with me doing what my body was created to do.
Right. 100%.
Matt says, ask him to stop eating meals in front of your 6-year-old. He is literally asking the same thing of you and your newborn.
Wait, what?
So basically turning around on him.
Right. Like,
well, then you don't eat in front of our 6-year-old son.
Right. Right. Oh, that is true. Yeah, I get what they're saying with that. I just, yeah, I'm really kind of weirded out.
The only
by
thing
this.
that's weird to me when women do this is when they throw it all over social media, because that was, for whatever reason, I don't know why, it was showing up on my algorithm a
right.
lot.
He has no idea why.
I'm telling you,
I had to
keep clicking on these posts and being like, I'm not interested. I don't know who
goes
this
and searches it.
This listener is, but they just responded with, I don't know if there are cultural implications here, but assuming not, this is absolutely ridiculous. I nurse in front of my toddler all the time. She's never batted an eye. Kids don't see breasts as sexual. That's how adults are conditioned to see them. Kind of like your husband. I agree with that caller, Anita. Don't make it weird.
Right.
Your husband is distinguishedly, no, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Your husband is disgustingly ignorant, and I would just tell him no and move on. Yeah. I mean, this is a hot button for a lot of people, especially women.
Right.
Being told that you can't nurse in front of an older child or you got to cover up in your own home, yeah, I could see why that would be triggering. Jackie says, if my husband told me not to breastfeed my 9-month-old in front of my 3-year-old, I would find a new husband. What possible reason has he got for such a ridiculous request? It's bizarre. Please tell this mom, whoever messaged in, to keep doing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And all I know right. she's listening too. So to the anonymous mom that wrote that message for Parental this morning, we thank you.
We salute you.
Yeah. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. 585-252-9800 right now for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. You want them? You got them? We're looking for caller 8. The show is tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena. Good luck.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98BXY.
All right, we got to give away these tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. 585-252-9800 is the number to call. We were looking for caller 8.
Mm-hmm.
When is the show, Breeze?
It is tomorrow night at the Blue Cross Arena.
All right, let's get into it. PXY. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Are you calling for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets?
I am.
Well, I have good news for you. You're caller 8! You're going to the show! Nice job.
Yes, you are.
Who are you taking with you?
Probably my mom.
Are you a huge Sebastian fan?
Yeah, he's so funny. I love watching him on YouTube and on, I'm so excited. I love watching him on TikTok.
Yes.
And all of his Netflix specials. We love that. Mm-hmm. Well, the show is tomorrow night at the Blue Cross Arena. We got more chances for you guys to win coming up for Can't Beat Breezy later in the show. Make sure you guys listen to win. Crystal?
Yeah.
Have fun at the show.
Thank you.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
All right, time to spit some hot fire this morning. The show is coming to a close in the next half hour. We might as well get whatever we need to get off our chest right now.
Let's send it, shall we?
All right, 585-252-9800. This person weighed in and said, I think people need to stop overhyping Crumble cookies.
Mm.
It's an overpriced pile of sugar. There, I said it. Yes, but it's my pile of sugar. Do you remember when I sent the last intern?
Yeah, Claire Bear.
The middle of the show, I said, Claire, go get Crumble cookies. And she left for like 4 hours.
Yeah, she came back at 1. We were like home. I was like, Claire, we're home now.
I hope you enjoyed your cookies. They are good, though. I'll give them that.
Oh, gosh. I've only had them that one time with you. That's not true. I had them maybe one other time before that, but... Yeah, I don't dabble in Crumble often.
I know you do not.
But they are good.
They are good.
I guess that person doesn't agree, but that's okay.
I have a hot take today. If you haven't tried a Big Mac yet, you're not American. There, I said it.
Well, then I am not American. Why? What are we waiting for? Oh, the E. coli. To clear up.
No, no, no.
Yes, that's what, okay. I was waiting for.
Okay, no. I know, for those of you who don't know.
It was so suspicious that President Donald Trump went and worked there, and then 2 days later, there was a huge E. coli breakout.
Well,
we're not saying anything's linked. I'm just saying.
Breezy is now, you're 30 years old. You've never tried a Big Mac in your life.
Never, not once.
Because you're a nuggy girl. You like the nugs.
I love the nugs.
You like the dipping sauces.
Don't be listening to this thinking I'm above McDonald's. That's not true. So, I'm just a nug girl.
I want to introduce you to your first Big Mac. I know where I was when I had my first Big Mac. It was in the back of my parents' minivan. I was 9 years old, and that's when I became a man. No more Happy Meals for this kid. No, no, no. Who else we got
even
here?
Even though McDonald's now is so expensive, you can go get 10 nuggets and like a large fry, and they're like $23. I'm like, oh, I'm actually so good. Peels out of the drive-thru. I'm so good.
Lori says, if your boyfriend can't propose to you after 1 year of dating, leave his ass.
Okay, let's not rush into things, shall we?
Lori, you don't think 1 year, there's...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no finish line here. Why are you sprinting?
I know. Like, what?
You got to take your time on these things.
Mine for today is this. I've come to this realization after I've been on a kind of weird power trip with this apartment.
Yeah.
And because I got over like 50 messages for it, because obviously it's the best apartment in the city.
Okay.
I just feel like there's a difference between being a kiss ass and just being a kind human being. The person I ended up giving it to showed ambition, interest, kindness. You know, he followed through.
Oh, he did. How much money did he give you? Just be
that
honest.
Doesn't matter. We're just not be talking transparent about, here. We're not talking about that right now.
There was some sort of exchange involved.
Anyways, he's a good kid. And he reminded me a lot of myself.
Right. Yeah.
So
thank you.
I saw
that.
Myself in him.
Yeah. So whoever bribes you the hardest, that's
it's not true. He just I think that kindness goes a long way. There, I said it.
By the way, I just was brought to my attention. I remembered that the Taylor Swift Eras Tour is tonight in Toronto.
How could you forget?
We gave those tickets away a year ago. That finally creeped up on us. That show is tonight. How many of you are reselling your tickets for $30,000?
My friend just said that her friend resold her tickets. She ended up making $21,000.
Come on. For real?
Yeah.
That is wild. Man, talk about an easy payday.
She sold them for $7,000 a piece.
What's up, Carly? If you allow your 12-year-old daughter to wear makeup and perfume, then I'm sorry, but you're a bad parent. There, I said it. Just give them a spray tan and whiten their teeth while you're at it. This isn't a beauty pageant.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. This person says, actually, you should date and maybe even live together for like 5 years before you decide if you really want to get married. Really get to know someone in those 5 years. This may solve a lot of failed marriages.
What if you're... Did anyone watch The Golden Bachelorette last night?
Can't say I did.
What was her name?
I think it's like Joni or something.
God, I watched the two-hour special. I don't know how I'm forgetting.
Are you joking?
What's her name?
It's Joan.
I want to say Gail.
It's Joan.
Anyway, she picked Big Chuck, and the other guy was just devastated.
Did he cry?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. He weeped, Breezy.
Joan gets engaged to Chuck.
Big Chuck, yeah, in the house.
Why is his name spelled C-H-O-C-K? Chalk. Joan got engaged to Chalk.
What's up, Carly? I just did that one. Let's go to Bill. Moose, tell your girl Breezy to stop hating on IPAs. They're delicious if you drink the right ones. Oh, yes, I know.
Not just an IPA, double IPA.
Get that hazy IPA, brother. Yeah. I want to feel like I ate a loaf of bread.
I'll take a Hayburner, brother.
So mine for today is, aside from the Big Mac thing, I have a friend.
I know, you did like five.
That changes their accent whenever they speak to someone who also might have somewhat of an accent. And everyone always questions why he does it. And it's so cringe. If you do this, you're embarrassing yourself. There, I said it.
You are a spineless, soulless individual. Okay, sorry, that was
really,
really aggressive. Really that wrong. Really didn't need to be said.
No.
But these things happen.
Do you think we should give away more tickets? I feel like
we should.
I mean, the show's tomorrow. How much longer can we wait?
It's giving Santa. Let's do it.
All right. 585-252-9800. We got another pair of Sebastian Maniscalco tickets on the line here. It's just burning a hole through my back pocket. You want them? You got to beat Breezy for Can't Beat Breezy in 5 pop culture trivia questions. What's your record right now? It's 2-10.
Yeah.
I've been keeping score.
I'm crushing it.
If you tie her, you automatically win. That's the rules. 5 questions. Can't Beat Breezy coming up next. Good luck.
PXY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy.
She is confident and she is bold, but for whatever reason, her record is 2-10. Okay, looking for caller 8. 585-252-9800. We're looking for caller 8 to go head-to-head with our girl for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. This is our last pair for the show tomorrow night at the Blue Cross Arena. It's Friday. You're going to get crazy.
Nutty.
All right, let's get to the phones. Caller 8, PXY, who's this?
Deanna.
Deanna, you're caller 8.
Woo!
Thank you for calling up to try and win these. Are you feeling confident this morning, Deanna?
Well, you said they're the last pair, so no pressure.
Okay, no pressure at all.
No pressure whatsoever.
Talk some trash and then ask Breezy to leave the room. Do it.
Oh, I'm not a good trash talker.
Just anything. Just don't swear. Go ahead.
All right, you're going down.
So. Yeah, I'm scared. Ooh, God, that was bad, Deanna.
It was really terrible. Go ahead, Breezy.
I'm leaving.
I told you I'm so bad.
It's okay. Deanna, Breezy's leaving the room. She's going to that soundproof booth. It's just the two of us. So no multiple choice. We're going to fly through these five questions. Are you ready?
Are they easy?
We'll find out. Question one. What fast food chain serves the original chicken sandwich?
Oh, God.
You get 7 seconds to answer each question.
Okay. Is it McDonald's?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the answer is, but just give me your best guess, okay? So, okay, well, we're going with
That was me guessing.
Okay, no problem.
That was me guessing.
Okay. Question two. Deanna, who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic?
Oh, God, I know who it is, too, and I can't think of her name.
I know you know who it is.
She was it. It's like... Anita something?
I'll give you her initials. A-E. Okay. A-E.
Amelia Earhart.
Question number question number three. What is the name of the famous Tom Hanks film where he yells out, Wilson!
Oh, Castaways.
Question number four. Anita, let's keep this train on the tracks this morning. What was the name of Kamala Harris's running mate?
Oh God, really?
Come on. 4 seconds.
Oh my God, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm putting you down for just guess a name, any name.
John.
Right, yes, John, of course. In question five, how many reindeer, Deanna, does Santa have? Oh.
Am I counting, Rudolph?
Yes.
Okay, I think there's 9.
Okay. All right, putting you down for 9. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right. sorry. Awesome. Deanna, you absolutely crushed it. Let's count these up. I'm thinking the last question might have to be fact-checked.
No, none of this.
But we're...
what did she get?
We got... Right now, we're looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
What? That's all I got?
That's all you got, Deanna?
This isn't looking good.
That's plenty to beat Breezy, okay?
No, it's really not, but I am scared from all the trash talk earlier, so let's see if I can compose myself. All right, let's do it.
All right. Question number one, Breezy. And by the way, I had to fact check. Deanna, you got 3 out of 5. You're good to go.
Oh, okay.
Question.
Really be doing this before the questions.
Well, she brought up a good point, and I was like, you know what? You might be right. Question number one, what fast food chain serves the original chicken sandwich?
McDonald's, I think.
Is that your final answer?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
KFC. All right. Question two. Who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic, Breezy?
Amelia Earhart. I wanted to say Helen Keller, but that's really a toss-up. She did fly a plane, but anyways.
It wasn't Helen Keller.
We'll talk about that later.
Question three. What is the name of the famous Tom Hanks film where he yells out, Wilson!
Oh, Castaway.
And question four. What was the name of Kamala Harris's running mate?
Running mate?
Yeah.
Her VP?
Yes.
Oh, Tom Waltz.
And question five. How many total reindeer does Santa have? Four seconds.
Nine.
All right. Tallying these up. Hey, Deanna.
I was.
I'm going to have to tell you right now. Breezy got 4 out of 5. She wins. I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh, Deanna, you were so close. You know what? You both got the last answer correct. Santa does have 9 reindeers.
I know.
I asked you who was Kamala Harris's running mate. You said John.
Who's John?
We don't know.
I don't know who John is. I didn't know his name.
Yes, you both got Amelia Earhart. And yes, the name of that Tom Hanks film was Castaway. But no, the first one was Burger King. You guessed
me. Got that wrong.
Yeah, so Deanna.
Oh, Deanna, close but no cigar, my girl.
Oh, that is so sad.
I know. No. But thank you so much for playing. Thank you so, so much.
You should give her the ticket.
I don't think we're going to do that. Thank you so much.
First of all, Breezy's record just went up to 3-10. That's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Deanna, do you know anyone going to the show?
Yeah, my parents.
Your
they bought
parents?
The tickets, I think, a year ago and didn't invite any of us.
Okay. So your parents are going without you?
Yeah, and they have already seen him.
And they've already seen him live.
Let's not tell your parents. I hope they don't. I hope they do listen. But I hope they're not listening right now. And you just show up because I'll give them to you. Because if my parents did that to me, I would want.
Oh, that's so sweet.
To do that for me.
That's so sweet. See how generous she is when she wants to be.
Wow.
I love that. I figured that would make you feel bad for me.
All right.
Yeah, I definitely did, for sure.
Deanna, I was on the edge of my seat.
It's
stay there.
Case.
I'll get all your info. We'll get you to the show tomorrow night, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
It's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.